Welcome to our Today's BusinessRadio.com Executive Summary. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and our guest today is Carrie Redner from VentureBank, and our topic is protecting your business against online banking fraud. Ms. Redner, why is this issue important to business owners?
Internet-related and other fraud attempts are on the rise. Many types we've heard about recently revolve around online banking fraud, such as wire transfers and ACH fraud, and are exploited using phishing, malware, or man-in-the-middle attack techniques. Criminals are not only targeting consumers, but also small and medium-sized businesses. As fraud attempts become more sophisticated, you want to make sure your company is taking the appropriate steps to protect against account fraud.
So our topic of the day is protecting your business against online banking fraud. Please stay with us, and we'll provide answers to this and more in 2 minutes following your Fox News update right here on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Welcome back to our executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com, where we're speaking with Carrie Redner from VentureBank, and our topic of the day is protecting your business against online banking fraud. Ms. Redner, before the break, you mentioned small and medium-sized businesses are being targeted more and more by criminals. Why is that?
Well, Tom, the capabilities businesses have through online banking are greater than consumers. They're typically allowed to transfer larger amounts of money outside of the bank. And criminals may perceive that some of these small companies lack the resources to protect their systems.
So what can businesses do to protect themselves?
Educate your employees by making them aware of the types of fraud and how it's conducted. Also, hold your employees accountable to proper IT security practices, such as creating strong passwords, being suspicious of emails from unknown senders or ones containing links, and being suspicious of changes in their workstation's performance. Make them sign an acceptable use policy. Additionally, minimize the number of workstations used to access online banking and don't allow internal administration of users in the online banking system. Make sure the authentication used by your bank is appropriate for the capabilities you have within online banking and require dual control over wire transfers or ACH.
Carrie, these are all great things for businesses to consider, but what should businesses do if they do detect suspicious activity?
If suspicious activity is detected, cease all online activity and remove any compromised computers from the network. Immediately contact your bank to disable online access, change passwords, request new tokens, and/or close existing accounts and open new ones. And make sure your employees know who to report suspicious activity to.
Do banks offer any products to assist businesses in protecting themselves against fraud?
Yes. Ask your bank about Positive Pay, ACH filters or blocks, and or account alerting services. Also, consider signing up for online statements.
Thank you for sharing this valuable information with us, Carrie. It's great information that our listeners should be educated on to protect themselves and their business. That was Carrie Redner from VentureBank. Podcasts of this program, our business reference library, and contact information for our guests are available at todaysbusinessradio.com. This content is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Please tune us in every weekday at 11:59 a.m. on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, for another executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com. Hello, I'm Tom Lyons, founder and principal partner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities mergers and acquisitions firm where we help business owners to plan, prepare, and execute a strategy to complete the deal. Thanks for listening to this executive summary. For information on how to build enterprise value, improve profitability, and formulate an exit strategy for your business. If you're interested in buying or selling a business, please give us a call at 763-231-4200. Phalon Partners Limited has been helping to bring buyers and sellers together since 1985, and we'd welcome an opportunity to help you.